Time now for the latest world sport from the BBC with me, Ed Harry. Coming up, live test cricket from Napier. Ukraine has told all four cities it put forward will be used as venues for Euro 2012. And the Premier League leaders Chelsea look to end a run of three games without a win in all competitions. We begin, though, with cricket and the series-deciding third and final test between New Zealand and Pakistan. The home side resumed on 47 without loss on the second morning in Napier, replying to the tourists, 223 all out. For the latest, live to the ground, and Brian Waddle.
20 minutes into the day and 10 runs have been added. McIntosh has moved through to 38. Watling has added three to his overnight score of 16. And the half-century partnership has been posted. 57 without loss to New Zealand. Something of a rarity for New Zealand in recent times to have half-century partnerships. But this one is looking a little more solid than some of the ones that New Zealand have put on the park over the last two or three years. And McIntosh and Watling, a new pairing, looking to try and get New Zealand established after yesterday. New Zealand dismissed Pakistan for 223. They've made a good solid start, unspectacular, but they've certainly worked hard against some tidy, penetrating bowling from the likes of Umar Gul and Mohammad Asif. 57 for their work at New Zealand, McIntosh 38 and Watling 16.
And more from Brian Waddle in our later bulletins here on the BBC. England's captain Andrew Strauss scored a century on the opening day of their final warm-up match in East London before the start of next week's Test series against host South Africa. At stumps, England were 293 for 3 against a South African invitational 11. Strauss retired 100 not out. Kevin Peterson is unbeaten on 71. Indian pace bowler Srisant is suffering from swine flu and he'll miss Saturday's second and final 2020 international against Sri Lanka in Mohali. Sri Lanka won Wednesday's opening game by 29 runs, with their captain Kumar Sangakkara leading the way, scoring 78 from just 37 balls.
I play a lot of my cricket here now because of the IPL. It's a wonderful place to play cricket in. I love the stadium. It's a really good wicket as well to bat on usually. So the guys, you know, they're pretty used to wickets like this playing in India. So we've got to start afresh. It's a new game. It doesn't matter what happened in the last game. Just got to make sure our disciplines are right, our fielding's still up to the mark. We bat and bowl according to the plans we set for ourselves. And as long as individuals can do their job and take responsibility for that, I think we stand a good chance.
Following months of speculation, UEFA's confirmed all four proposed host cities in Ukraine will be allowed to stage matches at the European Football Championships in 2012. There were doubts over whether the necessary infrastructure could be completed on time. UEFA, though, announced that all four would now be used following its two-day meeting in Madeira. With more, here's the BBC's senior football reporter Ian Dennis.
Not only is this great news for Ukraine, but also for Eastern Europe. Had UEFA not approved all four cities, it would have made a mockery of a tournament with co-hosts. Ukraine has risen to the challenge over the last 6 months after UEFA had imposed a deadline to meet their criteria for aspects such as airport infrastructure, regional transport and accommodation. However, UEFA's executive committee stresses there is still a huge amount of work to be undertaken and will continue to closely monitor their progress. In addition to Lviv, Kharkiv and Donetsk as host cities, UEFA has also confirmed Kiev will now host a final in 2012.
Chelsea's goalkeeper Petr Cech says Saturday's game against Everton provides the ideal opportunity for the Premier League leaders to reassert their title credentials. Carlo Ancelotti's team have failed to win their last three matches in all competitions, and Cech himself was at fault for the goal which brought defeat against Manchester City in the league last week. The Czech international says Chelsea aren't panicking, though, just yet.
We still have the advantage of 2 points ahead of Man United. They have a difficult game. Arsenal have a difficult game. We have advantage to play at home. And, of course, Everton will be a very difficult game because they have a bad spell. But, you know, I think coming to Stamford Bridge, they will have nothing to lose. And I think it will be all about us. We need to play well. We want to go back to winning ways.
Manchester United's injury problems have eased just a little with the news that centre-back Nemanja Vidic will return this weekend for their home match against Aston Villa. Seven other first-team defenders, though, have been ruled out of that late kick-off at Old Trafford through injury, and midfielder Michael Carrick will be forced to partner Vidic at the back. Ryan Giggs, though, is available, having been rested. If results go their way, Villa could move up to third in the table. Here's their manager, Martin O'Neill.
I certainly don't believe that we have any sort of mental block about going to Old Trafford and performing. We have some matches in the last couple of years we've played particularly well and we should have got something from them. If you want to go and have a chance to show that you have a bit of ability, Well, I think there's no better place than going to try and show. You'll get a bit of time, but by the same token, obviously, Manchester United, as their record has proved over the last number of years, are capable of sweeping you away.
Arsenal currently in third place, figuring the weekend's most attractive fixture, away at Liverpool on Sunday. But at his weekly news conference, Arsene Wenger found himself fielding questions about his former centre-back and captain, Sol Campbell. He's seeking new employers after leaving Notts County and is currently training with Arsenal.
We have four centre-backs, and we will always have four. If one would go, I would consider it, but at the moment we are four centre-backs, so I'm in no need to sign anybody else.
You wouldn't rule it out as a possibility?
Listen, I love Sol Campbell, and but the fact that he came back here and wanted to practice with us shows certainly that he loves the club as well. You never say never in these kind of situations.
No, you certainly don't. Bayer Leverkusen have moved 4 points clear at the top of the German Bundesliga after drawing 2-2 at Hertha Berlin in Friday's late match. David Jones now looks ahead to the key matches elsewhere in Europe this weekend, starting in Spain.
Barcelona hosts Espanyol in a local derby on Saturday, aiming for a seventh successive home league win, though they will have to make do without the Ballon d'Or winner, Lionel Messi, who has an ankle injury. Real Madrid could find themselves 8 points behind Barca, albeit with two games in hand when they kick off at third-place Valencia in Saturday's late match. For Real, Cristiano Ronaldo is unavailable due to suspension, while Kaká is out with a groin injury. The Serie A leaders Inter will make the short journey to face Atalanta. Inter will not be at full strength, with Walter Samuel and Sully Montari suspended and Dejan Stankovic out injured. Meanwhile, Milan will look to keep the pressure on the leaders with a win at home to Palermo. Third-place Juventus are away to Bari, and the French leaders Bordeaux can open up an 8-point gap on Lyon by beating the 7-time French winners on Sunday. Promoted Montpellier, who are second, will look to maintain their good form at Toulouse.
Pohang Steelers of South Korea will meet Estudiantes in the semi-finals of FIFA's Club World Cup after beating the African champions TP Mazembe 2-1 in their quarter-final in Abu Dhabi. Danielson with both goals for the Steelers. To boxing, the weigh-ins taking place in Switzerland ahead of Saturday's WBC World Heavyweight Contest there between the defending champion Vitaly Klitschko of Ukraine and his American challenger Kevin Johnson. Johnson weighed in at 110 kilos, that's 2 kilos lighter than Klitschko, who's defending his belt for the third time in 2009. The Ukrainian took a 4-year break before returning to reclaim his title in October of 2008. Some swimming news. The Olympic gold medalist Ryan Lochte's withdrawn from next week's duel in the pool in northwest England because he's still recovering from knee surgery. USA Swimming say his spot on their team won't be filled. The event in Manchester features other US Olympians, notably Michael Phelps, against a team of top swimmers drawn from Britain, Germany and Italy. Let's update you on that cricket score in Napier. On the second morning of the series deciding third test, New Zealand are 57 without loss in their first innings, replying to Pakistan's 223. More at bbcworldservice.com. Before we go, a reminder of a programme you won't want to miss this Saturday.
On Sports World this Saturday, our Premier League commentary features the leaders Chelsea. Can they end a rare sequence of three games without a win by beating Everton at Stamford Bridge? Join me, Richard Connolly, from 14 hours GMT to find out. We'll also have the latest from Turkey as FIBA debates which four nations will get a wild card for next year's World Basketball Championship. Plus cricket and boxing.